The frustration and the anger, sometimes you could cut it with a knife.
Well, it's frustration, it's anger, it's disillusionment. But, you know, I feel for young people. I'm only 33 myself. I was a child of the ceasefires, but another generation are being led down the same path. You know, it's many things. It's lockdown, it's boredom, it's Brexit, the protocol. But my own family, we buried our grandmother in October, as did many families, you know, across Northern Ireland on all sides. Yet, you know, with the Bobby Storey funeral, Sinn Féin and the Provisional Movement were given the freedom of West Belfast to do as they pleased. You know, that's not right. What is the price they have to pay for it? Nothing. You know, that's not fair.
You're young, you're 33 years of age. You perhaps would know some of the rioters to see around. And some of them are your age that were involved. The bus just went past. That one hasn't been torched. How does it feel seeing that black smoke over Belfast again?
You know, I just live 5 minutes away. It's, you know, it's abnormally normal, you know, around here. People are protesting, but it's, you know, it's, what are they protesting for? What's the objective? You know, political failure, DUP and Sinn Féin, you know, same old, you know.
So it's not over Brexit and the RT, it's over something else?
But it's everything, you know. The protocol is the catalyst, you know, when you add it to lockdown and how everyone's feeling. You know, this is what happened. Unionist leadership, you know, hasn't been good. You know, where is unionism going? You know, what's the objective? You know, it can't be demoralising. People, you know, maybe need to make other choices at the ballot box. You know, maybe we need change. But we need leadership. We need hope. We need optimism. There is a case, you know, for Northern Ireland staying as part of the union, but no one's making it.
How do you explain to them this is not the right thing to do? Homemade petrol bombs.
Well, I would say listen to the older people, you know, who are in a grave or who went to jail, and, you know, don't repeat the mistakes of the past. You know, what did the Troubles achieve, really? You know, we're still here. You know, we've still got riots, we've still got division and everything else. It's not going to achieve anything ultimately. You know, you're wrecking your own prospects, your own future. But a lot of people, you know, they don't give a damn. You know, they've got no hope. You know, their job chances, their what they see around them. You know, it's a kind of, you know, an effort attitude, you know, and so what? But, you know, it's leadership. It also begins in the home as well. But, you know, there are socio-economic problems in this area on the falls as well. You know, the politicians need to do a lot better.
What do they want? A job for a start.
8 nights of rioting, a bus being burnt out.
Anger. Every inch has been given to one community.
Something has to be done. We need to sit down and talk about it.
The more that would like it would be that our own politicians to do more for us. I don't really know what the violence is all about, because I'm sure the kids that's out there ratting don't know themselves.
You're of an age where you remember the Troubles, don't you?
Yeah, yes I do, yeah.
And where we are right now on the Shankill Road, there was a lot of suffering.
There was indeed, very stuck, much so. I don't know, it's just sad that it's happening again on the Shankill Road. There's definitely someone orchestrating it. Definitely the organisations are involved in it. Like, they're sending the children out to do their work. I think the politicians might start opening their eyes now to see what's going on among the young people, and maybe they will start to do something. I was in the house when it was going on. I seen the smoke, and I didn't even go out. I didn't even go out the door.
So you could see the black smoke.
Oh yeah,
with the bus on fire.
Yeah, did indeed.
And you thought, here we go again.
Here we go again. Yes, yeah, but hopefully not. Hopefully it's a one-off. Although what's happening in different areas every night, every kind of night, like, you would, that tells you that it has been orchestrated. Like,
it's been pretty bad, but I do understand where they're coming from.
So are you a Scot?
I am. Yes.
And you're living here in Northern Ireland.
Yes.
How come you understand why they're rioting and why buses have been set alight and drivers have been pulled out?
That I don't agree with. I don't agree with, you know, pulling people off buses or bus drivers out of vehicles. But I can kind of see where they're coming from.
To me, it's just the politicians that they've voted in have let the people down. That's all. It's nothing to do with Bobby Storey. It's nothing to do with everything else. The politicians are meant to get together and sort the country out, and they're still fighting amongst each other. As for the buses, they shouldn't have torched the buses. I mean, there's other ways to voice your opinion. The problem is, with the history of Northern Ireland itself, the history has proved the people that create the most violence are the ones that get the most rewards.
And you've hit on something there, the fact that people are listening. There's huge global media attention right now on Northern Ireland because of the violence. And are they using violence to try and get to the negotiating table?
You're right in the way about trying to get to the negotiating table through violence. But the other thing is, I mean, this is Northern Ireland. It's a little pinprick on the world. But yet of all, every media, every country is watching this country. Why are they watching this country? There's thousands of other countries out there. The reason why they're watching this country is because we have so much history with the US of A. Most of the presidents from the US of A have got some for the thing to hear.
They have a link to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and that's why there's so much emphasis on Northern Ireland. Nobody would give a crap about this place if it wasn't for that there. Everybody would go and let them fight amongst themselves.
These young people, they're very, very young. Some of them are as young as 12, 13 who are rioting and using petrol bombs. Is it being orchestrated by older people, people in your age group? I'm not saying you.
I can't say yay or nay. There's nothing for kids to do. And in my day, when we done it, and I admit that we used to riot, we done it, we used to arrange the riots with the other side just for something to do. And it's probably just a break in the monotony over the COVID, over everything else. They're getting out to do something, and they're getting out with their friends, which, I mean, you can't blame people. They've been stuck inside for so long.
And there is a peace wall that's still there between the Falls Road and the Shankill Road. And last night, those gates were locked, and there was perhaps abuse being thrown over the walls and stones over the walls last night. It was like back to your day.
Is that not an oxymoron, a peace wall?
Well, you can call it a violence wall if you want.
Well, it's not a peace wall, it's a division. It's a division of two different cultures. Where every other country, most of their cultures can all mix together, you know. But when you put the divides up, the divides need to come down. The divides needed to come down 20 years ago. When they signed all their Good Friday agreements and what have you, the divides should have come down then and make the people mix. Make the schools more mixing so the Protestants and the Catholics are in the same schools. So if they're going to hate each other, they're hating each other because they don't like each other, not because somebody in the street tells them not to like the other person.
Would you tell a youngster in a hoodie with a petrol bomb, with rocks, put it down? Would you challenge them or would you stay away?
I'd probably clip his ear. Sorry, but I would. It doesn't get you anywhere. It really doesn't get you anywhere.
And you miss the rioting when you were a teenager?
When I was a teenager, it was a different... It was a different scenario back then. It wasn't the scenario that they have now. Up until a year and a half ago, before this COVID thing, Northern Ireland was going along really peaceful, really good, really doing well. Actually, it was probably one of the most up-and-coming parts between the South and England. We were probably beginning to become the most prosperous of the whole lot, but now it's all gone pat because of stupidity again. I think it's people on Facebook that are doing it themselves, who are organising it themselves. I don't think it's anything to do with unionists, although the politicians don't help by letting them. But at the end of the day, it's people arranging it on Facebook. You get people arranging fights on Facebook where both factions have met on the New Lodge Road for fights between the Protestants and the Catholics. The difference is now it's more highlighted because of this, of what's happening.
Our culture's being undermined there, so it is. And it seems... What IRA done over the 30 years to get Sinn Féin to be where they are today? Give some food to thought why people are out in the streets. Because they're saying, yeah, if they can do it, we can do it. Thatcher and all, to stop the violence in Northern Ireland, the bombing, the shooting, killing the police force, innocent people out socialising. But as I say, young people who's probably have family members who remember all that there, quite possibly involved in it. And I say, well, it's time now to push back. Not that we want to see violence on the streets, but I think the loyalist community has been pushed far enough, so they have.
Some of them are kids, some of them could be your grandkids. They're young, they don't remember the troubles. You remember the violence, you remember the death, you remember the suffering.
I was unfortunate enough to be blown up in one of them pubs up there.
You got blown up?
Yes, I was in the Mountain View bar when it was blown up. But that didn't make me a bad person. I'm not a bigot, and I'm not a racist. And like, it's not Catholic people, it's Republicans. Republicans' agenda is for a united Ireland.
And what is these young people rising? What is their end game? What do they want?
They want to hold on to their heritage, so they do. And they think they're being pushed into a corner. So it is. It's not good, but as I say, they need to make a stand. Doesn't seem our politicians are helping as much. Arlene Foster, a spazzler.